The year is 1976. Gerald Ford is president. Our nation comes together for a bicentennial party, and after a prolonged and divisive war in Vietnam. A film called Rocky leads the movie box office, and Silver's Boogie Fever tops the music charts. The Detroit Tigers are heading for a fifth-place finish in the American League's Eastern Division. They also have baseball's biggest star. Pitcher Mark Fidrich took baseball and the sports world by storm in 1976. A new book by lifelong Tiger fan Doug Wilson remembers Fidrich, who died in 2009. And WKAR's Al Martin recently spoke with Wilson about his bio, The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich. The conversation starts with Wilson remembering Fidrich's early appearances.
Well, he came up, he was kind of an unknown to most media and fans. You could do that back in those days. They didn't have all the internet and things to track people. But he had had a very good year in the minors the year before. But he was a non-roster pitcher in spring training in 76. He made the team. Hawk pitched him in relief a couple times to let him get his feet wet. And he didn't make his first start till about the middle of May. Mm-hmm. But when he took the mound against the Indians in Detroit, he threw a two-hitter, won the game 2-1, and the guys in the other dugouts, the guys in the press box started noticing that not only was he winning games, he was doing some pretty strange things out on the field.
We watch you tonight, patting the mound, talking to the ball, it looks like, or talking about location. Is that what you're doing out there?
Well, when I pat the mound, I'm just keeping it so I don't, you know, get in that guy's road. I want to dig my own hole and my own landing point and all that, because I have my own thing, and then I'm just getting myself psyched, telling them, don't let up now, just throw it as hard as you can. And if they burn you, they burn you. That's, you know, life. But I lucked out tonight, and I had the great D behind me in the runs, too.
I tell you, you didn't.
And over the next month, it just gradually built up. More people were coming out.
Now, Doug, I read that Mark was just such a popular player that opposing teams would sometimes even ask the Tigers if he would pitch on a certain day while on the road, just to attract people. I mean, certainly a cultural figure. I mean, even the first athlete to grace the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, talk about his impact culturally.
Well, like you said, after halfway through the season, almost every game he pitched, there were 40 to 50,000 fans, home and on the road. He single-handedly outdrew four other teams for the season just in his 29 starts. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the general managers knew if the Bird made an appearance in their park, that was a sellout that night. And so they wanted them to juggle the lineup. But, you know, everywhere he went, the fans were there. People were in the airport, grocery stores, hanging around his apartment. But he really loved it. He was just a guy who enjoyed connecting with people. And the fans could see that. And that's what kept making them come back.
Right, definitely. Now, Doug, what was Mark's lifestyle like away from baseball?
Well, he was pretty famously casual. He was from a real small town in Massachusetts, and after his first big game, People Magazine sent a reporter over to his apartment, and you know, they reported to the country he had sheets hanging on the windows instead of curtains. He was sleeping on a mattress on the floor, didn't have a bed. Didn't have a telephone, didn't have a TV. He told the reporter, he said, yeah, I'm usually clean, but every now and then I let my dishes stack up, but they don't get too high because I only have four. And so he was happy just living a simple lifestyle. And you know, he was making the major league minimum, $16,000 a year, which is pretty unbelievable nowadays looking at the salaries. But the reporters asking me, you know, you're drawing $500,000 every game. You should be getting more money. And he told him, what do I want more money for? 2 years ago, I was making $2 an hour at a gas station. This is more than I ever had.
Wow.
And you know, he was happy with that. He didn't get an agent. He negotiated his contract by himself. And, you know, he was loyal to the Tigers. And, you know, fans ate that up. That was what they wanted to hear at the time.
We're talking with Doug Wilson. He has a new book highlighting Mark Fidrich's life. Fidrich was, of course, a Detroit Tigers pitching legend back in the day. They nicknamed him the Bird. Doug's book is called The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich. So, Doug, now Mark was injured. He injured his knee in 1977, an injury that he worked through, but it was when he injured his rotator cuff that really hindered his career. When he got his shoulder repaired, did he ever talk about returning back to the game?
Well, one of the frustrating things was when he hurt his arm, that was before the days of MRIs and things like that, so they didn't really know he had a torn rotator cuff, and so he tried for about 5 years to come back. You know, he tried everything, all kinds of hokey diets, medicine, hypnotism, but after he had finally retired about 2 years later, he went down to Dr. James Andrews, and by then they could do arthroscopic surgery, and they found the rotator cuff and fixed it. But by then he had been out of baseball 3 years. He was 33, and, his life had moved on, and so it was too late.
So what was life for him like after baseball?
I was actually pretty good. Again, when he was a young kid on top of the world, he had always told reporters he liked trucks, he liked fiddling with engines, and he wanted to be a farmer. Of course, they thought, you know, that's just more evidence of him being a nut. But when he got out, that's exactly what he did. He had saved some of his money. He bought some nice land in the small town that he lived in, raised pigs. He got a big dump truck, and he was basically a blue-collar worker. Get up at 5 in the morning, go haul asphalt and gravel all day, come home, work the pigs. And he was happy. Wow. He loved it. He married a girl from his high school, had a daughter, and he spent a lot of time doing charity work. He was always happy to put on his Tigers hat, get out and meet people, and he never really expressed any bitterness for his injury or what happened.
Now, for you, Doug, when looking at Mark's life and putting together this book of yours, what do you think for you is the most fascinating part of his life when you were going through the process of putting this book together?
Well, again, that whole attitude of not being bitter. You know, if you look at it one way, he missed the free agent era, and by 2 years, he would have made millions. Mm-hmm. And, he missed the diagnosis and being able to fix his arm by 2 to 3 years. If they had fixed it, he could have had a 15, 20-year career. But, you know, he never looked back and felt bad about that. He always just told everybody he was happy for what he had and happy for what it got him. But, the other surprising thing is you talk to people now, it's hard to explain the phenomena of being in a ballpark when he was there because there's nothing to compare it to.
Right.
People talk about Lynn's sanity a few years ago, and just say he made Lynn's sanity look like a church bingo party. I mean, you had 50,000 people just on their feet screaming nonstop the whole game.
I've seen a lot of ball games played, and I've caught a few. I don't think I've ever seen a pitcher this keyed up in the ninth inning of a ball game or all through the ball game. You'd think this guy'd be running out of gas by an hour, starting to get down a little bit. But he is just starting to heat it up.
What's getting me is he's giving me duck bumps, and I've watched over 8,000 ball games.
The fans are cheering, "Let's go, Mark." And now, the 3-2 to Hendricks. The fans ready to explode. Here's your pitch. Ground ball should be the ball game. It's over. And the Tigers act like Hendricks has just won the seventh game of the World Series.
He has. He's won 7 in a row. He is some kind of unbelievable young Mark Fidrich.
So Mark Fidrich thanking his teammates. Look at that. He's thanking his teammates.
Every single game when he finished, they called him back out. You know, in a midseason game for a fifth-place team, they called him out for curtain calls every single game.
The fans are calling for him to come back. So Mark Fidrich, possibly the all-star pitcher with a record of 8-1. 8 complete games stops the Yankees' winning streak at 5.
Wow.
And, there's nothing to compare to because there hasn't been anything like that since.
Even Lynn, I remember when Lynn's sanity was taken off, man. I mean, everybody was talking about Jeremy Lin. You say that made a church bingo party is what you compared it to.
Yeah, everybody say it was just a massive two-hour party every single time he took the mound.
21-year-old Mark Fidrich from Worcester, Mass. And here he comes. Here he comes. Oh, this is unbelievable. He loves him. Look at that. Shaking the policeman's hand. Look at that. This kid is terrific.
I, in my life, I've been in baseball 35 years. I have never in my life ever seen anything to equal this. The closest
he's
was when
crying.
Dale Long hit a home run. Why wouldn't he cry?
He's Look so happy, he's flicking this.
Wow. And like I said, I wish I had a time machine to go back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Doug Wilson. He has a new book highlighting Mark Fidrich's life. Mark Fidrich is a legendary Tigers pitcher back in the late 70s. Doug has a new book out highlighting Mark's life entitled The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich. So what do you think Mark's legacy is, Doug?
Again, a couple things. One is a guy who came along when baseball really needed it, because the game was flagging, the game was dropping in popularity. He came along and made the game fun. He just enjoyed it. And then also a guy who gave back to his community, who was always willing to do charity, who always had a positive attitude after he got out of the game. And that's something that, a lot of modern players could look at that as a role of how to be remembered.
Doug Wilson, author of The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich. Go pick it up. Doug, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.